Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk, a listener-supported ministry. In fact, thank you so much for being part of that support for James Dobson Family Institute.
Friends, welcome into Family Talk. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host of the broadcast here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. We're at the 2020 National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm joined right now by Matt Hammett. Matt is a singer, a songwriter, and former frontman for the band Sanctus Reel. I'm sure you've heard of them and a special song called Lead Me and More. Through his new work, Matt shares the tough lessons God taught him about the importance of family and being a godly and present father. Matt, it's great to have you join us here on Family Talk.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Matt, I look at your book, Lead Me, Finding Courage to Fight for Your Marriage, Children, and Faith. And man, I love that title. But hey, let's go back to you just for a moment.
Sure.
And Sanctus Reel and getting out on the road and how it must have been traveling and God was, I mean, had his hands all over that.
Yeah, it was really wild. I mean, 16 years old, meet these guys in high school, and little did I know that this band we started and named, you know, as sophomores in high school would go on for 20 years. And so, you know, as soon as we got out of high school,
that's every kid's like fantasy dream, man. I'm going to do a band. We're going to play in a band. We're going to travel.
I know. It was wild that it actually happened. I mean, I don't think we really thought it would, you know. I mean, not that we didn't want it to. It was just, you know, you figure you go to college and you move on. And then the calls started coming, you know, from record labels. And we really prayed about it. I mean, we took it very seriously, you know, whether or not we would even go on that path. You know, of course, certainly us and our parents talking through it, like, man, can this really last? Is this a quick flash in the pan kind of thing, you know? But God kept opening the doors, and we just kept walking. And 20 years later, it was
a lot of songs came out of that group, by the way.
Yeah.
But one in particular, I think, that most people listening right now would know is the song Lead Me. Here's a little piece of that song.
Lead me with strong hands, or stand up when I can't. Don't leave me hungry for love, chasing dreams. But what about us? Show me you.
Matt, that song, I'm telling you, I listen to that song a lot still on my own phone. You know that? And it ministers to me. It does. Where'd it come from?
Well, I mean, you can hear that first verse and through even the second verse, it's the voice of, you know, wife and kids. But those words were actually from my wife. And I almost didn't release that song. You know, the first draft of it was just those first two verses and that chorus about the loneliness that a wife and children can feel. Well, I guess about 7 years into my marriage in about 2008, my wife, Sarah, who I've been married to for 19 years now, she really was at a place in our marriage where she just felt at the end of something. You know, she couldn't totally verbalize it, but she was struggling.
She was hurting.
She was hurting bad.
What's life really like on the road? Because they see the glory side of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was just, every once in a while, I'll still be doing these events and I'll see a guy pacing the parking lot, having a tough conversation. I can spot it from a mile away because I've been there
many times. What's going on. Hey, listen.
Just pacing, you know, on the phone.
Hey, when are you coming home?
Yeah, you can't be in person. You can't look your wife in the eye or embrace your kids when they're having a hard day. And so that distance that you already feel emotionally, even some of us that we feel these emotional distances when we're home sometimes. And so to put a real space between that, you know, the thousands of miles, it's very difficult.
You know, people crave emotional closeness. They just want somebody to hold them every now and then.
Yeah.
To remind them everything's going to be okay, to show up. There's a new book out called The Power of Showing Up by a psychiatrist that I follow. And he just talked about the significance of the agency element there. You can't get people safe. They can't
soothe themselves. They can't feel seen or heard if you're not connected.
That's right.
If you're not showing,
absolutely right.
If you're not showing up.
Yeah, that's you know right. That?
I remember when I was traveling a lot, Matt, I wrote an article about being on the road, and my son, Zach, who was, you know, the love language for him was proximity. He likes touch. My boy
yeah.
did. You hear
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And I'd get on the phone. He'd say, Dad, when are you coming home?
Mm-hmm.
When yep. are you coming home? And I taught myself a little skill to try to be home with him
yeah.
while I was away. And I would create moments over the phone like, hey, bud, you know what I'd do if I was there with you right now?
Oh, that's cool.
You know, he'd say, what? And I'd say, man, I could get you down on a Dutch rub, bud. I'd be, if I'm in there right now, this is, and you know what? He would yeah. feel it with me.
Yeah.
And we'd have those moments. But there's yeah. nothing that takes the place, really, of showing
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, those are the words that my wife spoke to me the day I wrote Leave Me. It was like, you're here, but you're not here. I mean, that was what she was saying through tears, you know? And again, you know, I was like I said, I almost didn't even share that because it's so close to home. But then obviously, you know, the guys heard it and then the label heard it and they're like, you've got to finish this. And people need to hear this because I think, and you know this, man, just like there's this need for emotional validation and closeness from the people we love, we also need that same kind of feeling of validation and understanding from other people in the world to know that we're not alone. And so I think that was really the power of that song, was that, you know, these are things that everybody's feeling. And the beauty of a song is you can put those feelings into a song, which tangibly reaches people and lets them know, like, hey, I'm not the only one dealing with this, you know?
Yeah. You're on the road. You're ministering. You're torn. There's that divine tension going on.
Yeah.
And something happens.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and talk about that in just a moment. You're listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Special in-studio guest today, Matt Hammett. Brand new work called Lead Me, Finding Courage to Fight for Your Marriage, Children, and Faith. He was the former frontman for the band Sanctus Reel. Forward on the book by Bart Millard. You know Bart, Mercy Me
yeah.
and Company.
Yeah.
Big movie came out about those guys in Bart's life. Hey, Matt, let's go to a defining moment. You know, in life, sometimes the plug gets ripped out of the wall
yeah.
and everything comes to a grinding halt.
Yeah, for me, you know, 2010, Sarah and I told you we were already kind of in this season of marriage where it was difficult. And I thought we were getting through it. The song Lead Me actually came out on the radio right around that time. But you know, what also happened was we were pregnant with our third child, and we went in for an ultrasound and found out we were having a little boy because we already had two little girls, so we were so excited. But we also found out that day that our little boy only had half of a heart. And so our lives really changed as parents, you know, trying to figure out, wow, what does this even mean? And you know how it is, you know, you deal with illnesses with family, and like you just now you're in this cycle of you're going from doctors and specialists, and you're everything about life just kind of hits a whole new
it's like one of those moments when you just want to throw up, you know,
yeah,
and you just you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, you're looking around and you're confused in your
yeah.
heart, you're hurting.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we definitely felt that. And so from April to September, when we found out that our son was going to be born with this disease, hypoplastic left heart was the name of it, only half a heart. We found out he was going to have multiple open heart surgeries. And so just preparing for that, here's the irony of this whole story of Lead Me and a lot of the tension you find in this book. On the very day that Lead Me went number one on national radio, I was at my son's bedside after he was recovering from his very first open heart surgery. And so you want to talk about like a visual of the contrast between what was happening in my professional life and my personal life. Number one song on the radio I've always wanted. And then here I am. I really honestly, I just wanted my son to live that day. So that was felt like a very clear picture of what my life had really felt like in a lot of ways over those years.
You, through all this, began to make some changes.
Absolutely.
You know, it's hard to make change.
Yeah, and it took some time. You know, we had multiple open heart surgeries with our son and a lot of close calls. Because I took 4 months off to be in the hospital, I had to go out and work even harder. You can imagine the agents and the everybody, you know, is, hey man, this song's huge, everything's blowing up. And what does that do? That even spirals, you know, us into even a bigger cycle of touring. And so the crazy thing, the big irony is, this is the song I wrote about being more present as a husband and father.
And you're caught in the
tension
of the whole
thing. And the success of it pulled me away even more. It was about a 3.5 year cycle of me coming to the very end of myself, of singing this message, knowing I wasn't living it, till I got to the point where I knew that this restlessness, there was a release in it, that God was telling me, hey, it's time. It's time to sing it less and live it more. I had to make a decision, and I knew that that decision that God was calling me to make was to step away from the only thing I'd known for 20 years and step out of Sanctus Real and really live what I was singing and lead me. I write about these moments in this book of standing on stage and hearing literally like Winter Jam tour, 15,000 people singing every word of Lead Me Back to Me, knowing in my heart, all these people, like they're going home with their kids tonight. I'm going to hop back on the bus again. And I'm not living the very song that these, so these words are convicting me now.
Let's talk about the other person in this play that's unfolding.
Yeah. Yeah,
she is the one you said I do to.
Yep,
she's holding them babies.
Yeah,
you know, she's a mama.
Yeah,
and what was it like for her?
It was so hard, so hard. She felt like she was losing me to the grind of the road, and you know, and we shared the most vulnerable, raw stories in the book of what was happening during that season that was just tearing us apart. And part of that was the grief of a sick child.
Sure. I mean, and us, when a child is hurting, it really puts a unique stress on the marriage.
It does. Yeah, that grief of chronic illness. We began to even resent the way that each other grieved because we'd grieve separately.
I couldn't understand.
Like, why do you do this when you're hurting? And well, why don't you do this when you're hurting?
For you, all you get to do is you get to run away from
yes.
it. You get to go do your thing.
Exactly.
And everybody, you know, clapping and cheering you on.
Exactly.
Here I am sitting at home fighting my way through this, dealing with doctor's appointments, fevers,
totally.
Colds, packed lunches,
all of it.
Washed dishes.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Then I get home and I want to rest. And the diapers hit my chest. Of course, you know, it's your turn. And you're worn out.
Wait a second, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Yeah, you know, like you walk in the house and a nuclear bomb, looks like the nuclear bomb went off because she's trying to keep up with life and I feel responsible. And it's like, but I want to rest, but I can't.
How'd you guys walk through that?
Gosh. I
mean, that's not easily done.
Yeah, you
because
know,
the anger surges. And by the way, it takes us to a place where it's hard to hear each other.
You know what? That is exactly right. Everything standing in the way of being known in those moments. And so for us, it really was, I mean, it came down to the change for me. It came down to the hard decision of, am I going to put my marriage first? Because I knew we were at the point where if I kept going the way it was, I didn't know if I'd lose my marriage, but boy, certainly I didn't want to find out.
Do you remember where you were the moment you said I'm
Man,
done?
Man, I absolutely do. Yeah, I remember laying on the bus. I remember like trying to figure out how I was going to like kind of get one foot out and keep one foot in. And I remember like it was after a big conflict that we had the night before.
Fighting.
On the phone. You can read all about it. It's messy, but it's in there. We were honest. And I've had people say, like, I cannot believe you put that in the book. I'm like, man,
but
if you're going to do it,
live.
Tell the story.
It's where people are living.
You've got to let people know. It's rough out there.
If your marriage has any potential for God, I believe all hell will come against it, against
that's right.
you. You know that. I believe that.
Absolutely. That's right.
And it is a fight.
Yeah, and it's in those moments you decide, you know, are you going to let God use that brokenness to take those pieces and build you back together only by His grace, or are you going to try to manage it all yourself? And I knew, you know, I heard that voice that God was speaking to me. I knew what He was calling me to do, and I just had to decide. And making that decision was the first step. But that came with, I love what Dr. Cloud says when he says, you know, character is about the ability to meet the demands of reality. We compartmentalize, we tell ourselves all these stories that we want to hear about how we can make things work out the way we want to. We hear the pieces that we want to hear. We throw away the stuff that's too hard, you know, just so we can keep moving forward. And sometimes we have to, God just has to stop us and force us to take a hard look at our lives and who we really are. And will we meet the demands of not what we want our life to look like, but what it really looks like? And are we going to stop and hear what he has to say to us? And that's really the story for me, is what are the action steps that I have to take, not just the intentions of who I want to be and keep rolling through, but to stop and take a real hard look at what it is I need to actually be doing to make a difference.
Matt, it reminds me of another group and a song, Casting Crowns song, Broken Together.
Yeah, oh, I love
listening
that song.
To you, I've got this thing going in my mind love right that. Now and thinking, okay, here's a couple who made a decision to hold on and fight through it. Before we talk about what you're doing now, which is pretty exciting, I want to talk about, I mean, how it's going with Sarah and with the kids.
Yeah, Sarah is trying to get me out of the house a little more now, actually. I'm around so much.
Hey, go fishing. Go sing somewhere. Go do
She's
something.
She's like, oh, great, go on, go it's, do it. Go do it all.
It's something when you start feeling safe and connected again, it creates freedom.
Man, you could not have just said that better. And it's so simple that it is so true that when you really take the time to understand and listen, like especially with our wives, you know, just the need to be understood and heard and come close to me and hear me, validate me, just hear my heart. When you create that space to be known and for your wife to be known, you're absolutely right. There's that safety in the relationship where you're not clinching on to everything and choking the dear life out of everything you're coveting because you don't have it. And then it's like, yeah, there's that freedom there. And that is where we're at now. We're just experiencing this freedom in our relationship to be known and know each other and enjoy
to
and breathe
and
love. And it's there. It's the margin that we needed. And so, of course, we still have our fights. Of course, like everybody else, as you know, we still have our difficulties. But man, we're because of the hard decisions we made to put each other first, we're experiencing the benefits of family.
What a beautiful gift to us all.
Absolutely.
You know that? And that's a great message. Yeah. Again, the new book is called Lead Me, Finding Courage to Fight for Your Marriage, Children, and Faith. It's by Matt Hammett. Matt is the former frontman for the band Sanctus Reel. An amazing story of hope, really, to me.
Yeah.
And Matt, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now. You've teamed up with a good friend of all of ours, Kirk Cameron, and some others. And what's God doing?
Yeah, so when I left, I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm still writing music and doing a little music, but I wanted to leave my hands open in that season, because I feel like when you're trying to promote this thing like a band, you're pushing so hard to try to open doors and opportunity, and I just decided I was going to let God do all that. And it was really neat because he showed up. I got a call from Bob Lapine at Family Life, asked me to be part of the Family Life
conferences?
Conferences.
Marriage and
speaker
men's
team.
Yeah. Nice.
So I do that 4 times a year. And then Kirk Cameron called and he said, hey, man, I'm doing this marriage and parenting event, Living Room Reset. I'd love for you to join me, share your testimony, do a little
singing.
I've talked
with
singing.
Kirk many times about that.
Yeah. Yes. So we're excited about that, you know, being part of that. This is my 3rd year going out with Kirk. And then, of course, this is my first book, which I've been working on for a long time. I've got a lot more in me. So I'm excited to kind of start writing more. And then I'm just speaking at men's and marriage conferences, you know, throughout the country. And so it's a really exciting season. One other thing I'm going to mention that's really exciting is we just finished the final edits on a feature-length documentary that we did as a family called Bowen's Heart, about what it's like to be a family that lives with chronic illness. You know, can you give your heart to something that will break it over and over again? By God's grace, we've been able to. But, you know, that's what the grace we need. And we're just trying to steward our story and use it to help other people.
And that's
people.
The story of your son, Bowen, right?
That is, yeah. But, you know, you see the story of that we just talked about too. You see that at play throughout a year of our lives of how do we work through these hard things as a family. We just want people to know they're not alone.
Yeah. The book again, Lead Me, Finding Courage to Fight for Your Marriage, Children, and Faith. It really comes out of this song as we close today, entitled Lead Me by Sanctus Real. Matt, it's been great
having
you here, and may God continue to lead. Bless you, your family, and by the way, that ministry.
Thank you.
You're touching lives.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. As we close the show today, I want you to know that I'm so grateful you listened to this interview, and I pray you were touched and that God blesses you and your family. If you're having a difficult time in your marriage, you're not alone. You can reach out to the folks at Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk by calling 877-732-6825. Someone there would be happy to pray with you, point you in the right direction, and get you the help you need.
I look around and see my wonderful life, almost perfect from the outside. In picture frames, I see my beautiful wife, always smiling, but on the inside, I can hear her saying, lead me with strong hands, or stand up when I can't. Don't leave me hungry for love, chasing dreams. But what about us? Show me you're willing to fight, that I'm still the love of your life. I know we call this a home, but I still feel alone. Oh, so Father, give me the strength to be everything I'm called to be. Oh, Father, show strong hands to stand up when they can't. Don't want to leave them hungry for love, chasing things that I could give up. And I'll show them I'm willing to fight and give them the best of my life.
Beautiful musical ending to this edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, and I pray that you've been touched by the very profound message behind that popular song. We've been listening to Dr. Tim Clinton's interview with Matt Hammett, the former lead singer for Sanctus Real. When you visit today's broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org, you can find out information about Matt's book and also the work he's doing today. There you can also request a physical copy of this interview. Simply tap on the Order a CD button to have a polished broadcast CD delivered right to your door. Find all of this when you go to the broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. That's drjamesdobson.org. Stay up to date with Dr. Dobson's latest programs by listening to us on Amazon Alexa. This hands-free device allows you to tune in for our daily broadcast anytime, anywhere. Simply enabling the Family Talk skill, say, Alexa, play today's broadcast of Family Talk. It's so easy. Learn how to listen to Family Talk on your Amazon Alexa when you go to drjamesdobson.org/Alexa. Well, that wraps up today's broadcast. Be sure to tune in again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Have a blessed day, everyone.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Fatigue and time pressure can undermine even the healthiest of marriages.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
How can a man and woman communicate with each other when they're too worn out to even talk? How can they enjoy a sexual relationship when they're exhausted at the end of every day? How can they take walks in the rain or sit by a fire when they face the tyranny of an unfinished to-do list? When asked these kinds of questions, most people will tell you that the pressures they feel today are the result of temporary circumstances. In other words, they think their future will be less hectic. A slower day is coming. Unfortunately, their optimism is usually unjustified. It's my observation that the hoped-for period of tranquility rarely arrives. Instead, these short-term pressures have a way of becoming sandwiched back-to-back. We delude ourselves into believing that circumstances have forced us to work too hard for a short period of time, when in fact, we're driven from within. We lack the discipline to limit our engagements with the world, choosing instead to be dominated by our work and the materialistic rewards it will bring. In our fast-paced society, what many of us really need is to take more time for the loving relationships with spouses and children and friends that give life meaning.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.